Awesome, thank you. So my name is Mark, and I'm here to show off the IQ Engine open source project. I'll talk about where it's headed in the future as well. Also here we have Roman, who's involved in IQ Engine as well as SIGMF. And this talk is aimed primarily at two groups. One is folks who are newish to SDR and RF signal processing, students, hobbyists, anyone who wants to learn more about all this software that you're seeing. And then second is folks who run or maintain an open source project that involves RF signal processing in some way. And hopefully, even if you're not in those groups, you'll still find some interest here. So IQ Engine, currently, it's a web app that is all about RF recordings. It lets you preview recordings, manage them, analyze them, some light processing, and then most importantly is sharing, and all in your browser, so entirely web-based. And I'll show a quick little demo of what the current tool looks like. So IQ Engine it's available at iqengine.org. The project runs a public instance of the tool. But in this case, I've got one running locally because I wasn't sure about Wi-Fi. So the main screen here is essentially a list of these RF recordings. They're all stored in the SIGMF format, if you're familiar with SIGMF. We have some good ones from Jean-Michel and Aang, 23, a lot of folks who are here today. You can also open a recording that's local to your machine. And then all the processing's done client-side. So like I could open a local directory full of recordings. Move on here, recordings. And it'll list out them all, generate the thumbnails. So actually, it's the same directory that I had served from the server. You can also open just one local file pair. So sort of, anyway, so back to the list here. If you click on one of them, you're brought to a spectrogram style interface where it loads the samples that you're looking at any given time. So that way you can have enormous files. And then the mini map on the right represents the entire recording. So you can jump to any part of it. And the little gray area is the part you're looking at. We have time, frequency, and IQ, like you'd expect. Oh, that's FM. Some other features here are, so there's time and frequency cursors if you want to measure stuff, adjustable, dynamic range for the color, windowing, FFT size. You can add in FIR filter taps, and all of that is run client-side. The FFTs are done client-side, the FIR filter is. But the one part that's not client-side is our plugin system. So if you select a portion of the recording that you want to send to the plugin server, you can select it there, and then let me zoom in here. Choose a plugin. So this was an FM recording, so I'm going to run an FM receiver that's implemented in GNU Radio, and it sends the samples to the server that runs GNU Radio, and then in this case, it's actually returning a WAV file with the audio of that signal. But there's other types of outputs, like you could run a block or a plugin that gives you IQ as the output. So if I do a low-pass filter, it's just going to output IQ. Let me give it a proper cutoff frequency there. And then currently, we're just displaying the IQ in a pop-up. But in the future, we're trying to figure out the best way to replace kind of the signal that's already on the screen with this new one so that you can chain plugins together. So that's sort of the gist of the tool. Now back to the slides here. So everything's IQ Engine's built on top of SIGMF in many ways. If you're not familiar, SIGMF, it's an open standard for saving your RF recordings to a file. It's as simple as it gets. You have a binary IQ file, which is sort of the native way to store a recording, and then a JSON file. And the SIGMF specifications mainly tell you how to write that JSON file. So there's stuff like how you specify sample rate, center frequency, data type. And then I'll show you annotations in a second here. And by using SIGMF, you have software interoperability. And then you can also avoid data bit rot, where like in 5 years, you forget what sample rate stuff was taken at. If you want to learn more about SIGMF, there's a link at the top of iqengine.org, and it also links out to the SIGMF GitHub page. So SIGMF, the standard is managed by GNU Radio. It's kind of a sub-project, sort of. Now, as far as the IQ Engine code itself, it's web-based, front-end uses React, Tailwind. Some big dependencies that we get a lot of use out of are CodeMirror for all of the code editing. PyoDide lets us run Python in the browser. I didn't demo that, but there's some videos online about how that gets used. And then Plotly for those time, frequency, and IQ plots. WebAssembly for FFTs. And then for our documentation, we use the MDX system, which lets us write it in Markdown and then have it rendered as part of this page here. So this was written in Markdown, and then it lets us render it in React components. Kind of nice. Now, so that was kind of the introduction, but I wanted to start off where I left at GNU Radio Conference last year. So what have we done since then? Well, now it's possible to run a local instance of IQ Engine. Like if you want to run it within an organization or whatever to share things privately, you can run an instance and you can put the recordings on the same server. So easy enough. Or something that's mounted to the file system, as long as Python Open can see it, then it can serve the recording. And the other option is to use cloud storage, which is what we do for iqengine.org. And as far as how to do that, so the general idea is you pick a directory on your server, and then you can run iqengine with the Docker images. So if you go to the install with Docker page, you really all you have to do is change the directory that's mounted into the container. So pretty much this part here of the command. And then the rest of this command will pull the latest iqengine Docker image, and it'll run it. And you should be able to see your recordings. They'll look like this, because they'll be local to the backend, versus iqengine.org, which has a few different data sources that pop up here. So. And that's, yeah, fairly new. If you end up using this and you know, notice some quality of life issues, definitely reach out on Discord or GitHub. So next up, I'm going to dive into the plugin system that you saw me run with the FM receiver. So the idea is any RF signal processing that you want to run on a back-end server, but triggered from the browser. So what we have within our project is this REST-based API. And it allows for someone to write the plugin server in any language they want. We have an example in Python. And then Loic wrote one for Rust. The Python one can run GNU Radio flow graphs. It just pretty much runs the Python flow graph and then uses ZMQ to get samples in and out of it. But in the future, there'll be more languages. And by using this REST API, it doesn't matter. You know, it could be really, you can deploy it and implement it however you want to, as long as it supports this interface. I'm going to show a little demo later running SatDump, which is kind of an example of a whole separate project, not a GNU Radio flow graph or anything, but a piece of open source software that you can trigger from IQ Engine. And then Aang will be presenting more about SatDump in like an hour or so. So as far as how the plugins look, the Python-based ones, we try to make it as easy as possible to create a new one. This isn't the actual REST API. This is just how you would make a new Python plugin, and then you would use an existing server code that we already have. So you can see you have to specify your custom parameters, and then there's a run function where you're given the samples, and you have to return several different data types. As far as GNU Radio, you specify the flow graph, but the only catch is you have to substitute your file source and GUIs with the ZMQ source and ZMQ sync. That's how we get samples in and out. Not the most performant thing, but it gets the job done. So you can see these first couple blocks are the ZMQ ones, and then the rest represents the flow graph. So we have a Python flow graph that implements